You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
A 29-year-old Philadelphia police officer is recovering from a gunshot wound after a traffic stop gone wrong. KYW's Vic Ragupathy is at Temple Hospital. Vic, what do we know?
Yeah, Pete, police are investigating this after an incident just before 9 p.m. tonight. Two cops stopped a car at 22nd and Lehigh, and then during this traffic stop, police say the driver fled and he crashed at 23rd and Indiana. Police say two highway patrol officers, they went after the driver as he was fleeing, and that he shot multiple shot multiple times, hitting a 29-year-old officer in his right hand. Police also found a bullet in his jacket, but they say it did not penetrate. The driver also shot the windshield. Now, the officers who made the initial stop, they also pursued, and the hood of their car was hit by gunfire, according to officials. Police say the gunman fled after crashing and shot and killed himself. Police have not identified him in any way, but police say the officer, a nearly 10-year veteran of the force, is in stable condition. And yes, he does have a one-year-old. Here's Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Understanding the dangers of this job, the work that these men put in each and every day, but we're grateful tonight that our officers, multiple officers, came under fire. And fortunately today we're here to be able to talk to a young man who has a one-year-old child, and he's doing well.
So, Pete, the officer suffered a gunshot wound in his hand. Mayor Parker was also here to offer her sympathies and say how much she appreciates the work that the police have done. It's been a chaotic couple weeks for them, what with the plane crash, the celebrations after the Super Bowl, and now this 29-year-old officer getting shot in his right hand.
Vic, thank you so much. And stay with KYW News Radio 103.9 FM as we learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.